our hand together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Why I would like to call the choir to come forward. And while choirs are coming forward, I want you to quickly pray this prayer. I don't know what request you have put before God this year, or whatever New Year resolution, or whatever list you have as a prayer request. Silently pray and ask God that this is my prayer before you. God is ready to fulfill it and give testimony to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Please continue to pray silently as choir are coming out to give us a special number today. So shall it be, for in Jesus' name we pray. Church, as choir will be ministering to us in a special way, please focus on the wordings of those songs, line by line. They are going to sing in various languages.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that
Jano me prabhu stero ho jano me prabhu stero ho jano me prabhu
Join us as we sing.
Be still and know that I am Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God.
Father, we want to bless you. We want to glorify your holy name, Lord, for your word, for your message that we already began. We thank you, Lord, for our choir. Thank you for the church authority. Thank you for every congregation. Thank you for your message that we are about to go into now. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done. As we go into this message, every word you have for us, let them be fulfilled in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything you want to be stilled in our life, Father, we pray that your spirit will continue to lead and guide us in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Let's pray for the choir. God bless you all. Let's put our hands together for the choir. This song was sung sometimes in, January, by choir. And the following week, what surprised me was that the PCO hung that thing there. When the song was sung by the choir, it was not there, but the following week, it was hung there. So that came to my mind that, yes, God is telling us something. Amen? So today, we'll be looking at the message title, Be Still. Be Still. But let me start from this side. Let me ask you, when was the last time that you completely still? I'm asking you. When was the last time? Okay, let me define it further. That period, no phone, no television, no background music, no conversation. Just quiet. Have you ever had that time? Hallelujah. For many of us, when silence comes in, it will become very uncomfortable for us. It will become very uncomfortable. Many of us, we can fall asleep with noise. Next slide, sister. For many of us, silence feels uncomfortable to us. These are problems with silence because it is uncomfortable for us. Like I said, we fall asleep with noise. We wake up and check our phone before we even pray in the morning. That is what many of us do. For many of us, when we are playing music, put the next slide, sister. When we are playing music, the music will be so loud, we are the only one in the car, but still, we put the music loud. That means we are contesting or with silent. We still. We drive with music. Even many of us, when we eat, we are scrolling our phone. We are scrolling through the phone when we speak. I hope you are not having some technical issue with the slide. So, can we say we are generation that is addicted to noise? Can we really say that? I like the way we are still now. We are quiet. Some years back, 2011 to be precise, I was sent to somewhere in Charger. Put this next slide, the next one. Yeah, we are a generation that is addicted to noise. We are always moving. That's what we do. Always moving. So like I was sent to somewhere for my company for a training. Then they organized, that time yoga was new to me. So they organized it and I used to go there. I want to know what they are doing. To my surprise, they are saying that you have to keep quiet, you don't even think of anything, you just, then I raise up my hand. Say, how can I seal up my mind? I've always been thinking of something. I find it difficult to do. That means quietness is not that way easy. Brethren, there is, go back, just wait for me, sister. Wait, don't rush. Wait, don't rush. There's a traffic light here in Oman, in Shatikrum. It is a T-junction. That traffic light, if you are the, you know T-junction run this way, and this is the T coming into it. If you are this side of the traffic light, that traffic light will pass the vehicle here, one, pass this one, two, pass this one, three, and pass this one, four, before it pass this one. The first time I got trapped in that traffic light, I was going for a meeting. I just came out, I discovered that the traffic light is moving this way. It was not moving, I was surprised. Keep looking up. I was very, very nervous that I'm going to get late. Later I discovered that that traffic light was designed in that way because less traffic are coming from that side. After the police station in Bosha police station, if you go there, you will see what I'm talking about. That traffic light is there by the service road. Okay? How many of you, when you are coming, I know people from India, they will experience it too, because where I came from, we always experience that. If you live in Lagos, in Nigeria, and you are rushing to airport, maybe just to catch up the flight, and you get stuck in the traffic, my God, you want to jump out of the car, but there is no solution because the entire place will seal up. There will be no movement. How many of you have found yourself in that situation? You can't do nothing at this point in time. You just have to wait. How uncomfortable you are. So we are living in a generation that is constantly moving, reacting, but we are not still. We really still. That is the generation we are. But the world we live in appears to be in a chaotic environment. And in the middle of that chaotic situation, Psalm 46 verse 10 say what? Psalm 46 verse 10 say what? Be still and know that I am God. I want you to notice something important here. This type of psalm might have not been written when the environment is very peaceful. Not in a peaceful season at all. It must be a chaotic situation. Before I go further, let's read Psalm 46, verse 1 to 11.
Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
In a nutshell, to summarize what we have just heard, the earth shaking, mountain falling into the sea, water roaring, nation raging. Today, the meteorologists, right? The weather people. Yes, you know what I mean. So, They will let you know that this is not a calm situation. This, the weather is not calm. That's what the summary of what we have read here. The earth shaking, mountain falling, into the sea, water roaring, nation raging. All they are all in a chaotic environment. And God speak. Next slide, sister. And God speak what? Be still. Be still. That's what God has spoken to us. So, be still. God commands stillness in the storm. God commands stillness. So, let's look at it. What does be still really means? Be still means cease striving. That is, stop frantically trying to control the outcome. I don't know what you are struggling with. God is telling you that cease striving. He's telling you that be still means let's go. That is, relinquish the grip. Relax your grip. That's what it means. Stop fighting in your own strength. God is telling you that situation you are. Next slide. Put it. Yeah. Stop fighting in your own strength. That is, you have to surrender control of that kind of situation that is tormenting you, that is disturbing you. Accepting that many life aspects are beyond personal influence or control. Whatever you are passing through, you have to be still. God is telling you, surrender control to Him. Let me remind you, be still does not mean be lazy. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean do nothing. That if pastor has given us message that we have to be still. Now you're supposed to go out because you are looking for a job. You're supposed to go out. You are now sleeping in the house. The verse is not telling you that as you have to be still, then you have to now do nothing. That you have to be lazy. No. You don't need to ignore your responsibility. You don't need to ignore your responsibility. So, stillness is not inactivities. There must be activities from you. There must be action from you. Be still means you have to stop, cease striving, let go, relax your grip, stop fighting, surrender. That's what be still means. So, be still means stop trying to control what only God can control. Whatever God alone can control, stop trying to contest it with God. So, brethren, stillness is not inactivity. It is surrendering everything to the hand of God. And God will perfect all that concerns us in Jesus' name. Many of us are not tired because of work. We are tired because we are trying to be God. We are trying to do what God's supposed to do in our life. We are worried. Where are we supposed to focus on? We are not focusing there. We are trying to control the outcome. We are trying to control, even sometimes we want to control people. And even sometimes we want to control the timing. We want to fast forward everything. The scripture is saying, God is telling you, be still. Don't pull the horse before the cart. Put God first. So God is saying, be still. There are three areas where we struggle to be still. Next slide, sister. Three areas where we struggle to be still. Stillness from fear. When bad news comes, the Bible says tribulation will come. But we have to do what? Rejoice, because He has conquered the world. When bad news comes, we panic. Our panic button rises immediately. But Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, fear not. Why? Who knows the answer? Fear not. For I am with you. The Lord is with you. Fear not, for I am with you. You have to link that, be still. I am God. And fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. It is the God who has asked you to be still
that is telling you that you should not be afraid. Sometimes we are struggling because we are afraid of what is going on. Fear, we always shout. Fear, we always shout, but faith in God, we wait quietly and table everything before God. Area where we are struggling to be still. Stillness from anxieties. Next slide. Come back to the slide, sister. Stillness from anxiety. That is, we are nervous. Nervousness. Philippians 4, 6 say, be anxious for nothing. That is what that scripture is telling us. Be anxious for nothing. Anxiety is the opposite of stillness. And anxiety will say, what if everything goes wrong? What if it goes wrong? God is telling you, be still. And stillness will simply tell you, even if it does, God is in control. Fear not, because I am with you. Even if it goes wrong, that's what stillness will say. God is in control. Whatever situation you are finding yourself now, you are looking for job, you are looking for visa, you are looking for so many things, fruit of the womb, God is assuring you, be still. Be still. God is in control. Whatever be the bad news that you have been receiving, the end has come. In Jesus' name. So don't worry yourself. Don't allow the anxiety to take that glory of God from you. Let stillness say, even if things go wrong, God is still in control. That is faith. Another area we're struggling is stillness from overactivities. Sometimes we are too busy. We are too busy, we are not taking note of what God is telling us or what is happening around us. Luke 10, verse 42. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. We all know the story. Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet, and Jesus said, Mary, choose the better part. But does not mean Martha, okay. Martha was busy, but Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ. Busy does not always mean spiritual. You have to be sensitive to what is around you. Yes, God asks you to be still. That is, be quiet. Pay attention. Know that He's with you. Know that that promise that He has made for you, that He will lead you beside the still water. For those of us who grown up in the farm, even when you get to a stream, flowing stream, you will know that this is a calm stream because you will not hear a single roaring of the water. It's still a still water. It's still moving. If even God asks you to be still, that doesn't mean that you will not take any action. You will not take any step. So sometimes God wants your attention, not your activities. He wants your attention, not your activities. That is why stillness is a command. Next slide. Stillness is a command. It is never a suggestion. At all, not a suggestion. It is not an optional. It's a command from God. Because Psalm 46 verse 10 begins with a command. Be what? Still. Be what? Still. Be still. God is not requesting you. He's not asking you for stillness. He requires it. He commands it. That's Psalm 46 verse 10. Does not say, if you feel like. He never mentioned that. Be still. It's a command. Be still. So, what does he say? Be still. Which I said is a command. Why is he asking you to be still? Because we panic at times before we pray. Many of us, when the bad news comes, your BP will jump up immediately. There are many of us that will say, oh God, I give you all the glory. That is the stillness. People around you will not even know what you are passing through. That is the stillness we are talking about. It's not that people will now see your face. Hey, Francis, what is going on? Your face looks sad. No. Smile. Put devil to shame. At times, when you see God now, God shines because he passed through fire. Whatever situation you are passing through might be the fire that God wants you to pass through so that at the end of the tunnel, there will be what? There will be light. So be still. It's a command from God. Don't panic. We react before we even listen. At times, we will react before we even listen. We move. We take action. We are confused. Sometimes people say we try to help God. Leave everything to the hands of God. Leave everything to him. He is going to perfect all that he has begun in your life in Jesus' name. Let's look at an example of stand still. Next slide. Example, Exodus. In Exodus 14, we all know the story. We know the story. The Israelites were, sister, open that Exodus 14. We know the story. We are going to be reading from verse 12. The Israelites were trapped between Pharaoh and Red Sea. Basically, they were afraid. Then they started to complain. What followed? They panic. Let us read to remind ourselves the story. Start from verse 12.
Verse 12. Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert.
Verse you 13. See, wait. You see, at this point in time, the sea is there, and the warriors of Pharaoh, they are following them. They are now sandwiched in between. All of them begin to work in public complaint office. They begin to complain that what? It's better for you to serve there and die there. They don't know where God is taking them to. They don't have the patience. Even with all the miracles they have seen, they have witnessed in Egypt. See, they complain. Read ahead.
Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still.
Let me read verse 13 from the New King James Version. It says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So, brethren, the Lord will fight for you. All you have to remain is to be calm. Interestingly, the Arabian Sea, apart from the Salalah, we have seen it raging the way sea rage. The wave here is very gentle. If you visit the Babish in Lagos, before you even get close, I will be here brrr, because the wave there is different from what we are seeing here. The wave here is gentle. But I was told the Pacific Ocean and the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean, that the scientists know the waves are very violent there. When I asked why Salalah wave was a little bit violent, because they say it's open to, I think maybe to India Sea or so. So, brethren, depends on the kind of situation you are. Just be still. Be calm. Because God is at war. The Lord will fight for you. So imagine that moment with this Israelite. At the front, the Pharaohs were there. At the front, the sea. At the back, the Pharaoh. Nowhere to go. Next slide. Enemy behind, seed in front, nowhere to go. And God says, stand still. Does that make logical sense? Many of us, we will panic. Because I'm sure by the time the Egyptians were coming, some people at the front will try to get into the crowd. Let the other receive the bullet first. And people that are closer to the sea also will be moving. The God say, be still. The Lord will do what? We fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. Next, move on the slide, sister. So, stand still. Some victories are not won by movement. Some battles, they are won by surrender. You surrender everything to the hand of God. You surrender it to the hand of God. So, when you stand still, leave everything to God, that God Almighty will surprise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Some battles are lost because God is absent. They are lost because we refuse to leave everything to the hand of God. We refuse to leave everything to the hand of God. Now, why does God command stillness? Next slide. Why? He said, be still and know that I'm God, because stillness produces revelation. Stillness produces revelation. So, why does God command stillness? Stillness reveals who God is. He said, be still and know that I am God. You are going to know who God is. So, stillness reveals who God is. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12 and 13, this is another situation here. Can we quickly read that?
And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice.
13.
When Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
Now, the scripture, the place I want to pick out here is in verse 2. I say, a still voice, a still small voice. Now, let me summarize it. When Elijah fled in fear, God spoke to him. From that scripture we just read, if you read the entire story, you understand better. There was a wind, there was an earthquake, there was fire. But God was not in those ones. God was not there. And Elijah himself did not even come out. So, but God was not in them. Then came a still small voice. Sometimes God often whisper. And if our life is too noisy, we may not take note of that. We may not hear it. We may miss that, whatever God is telling us. So we have to be patient. So God was not in that, except until that still voice came out. A still small voice. That was when Elijah himself realized that, yes, this is the time for him to move out. And he wrapped off his head in his hand. God commands stillness because stillness builds faith. Stillness builds faith. Isaiah 30, verse 15 says, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Not in force, not in rage, in quietness. So, brethren, what am I saying here? Faith grows in waiting season. When you wait, it is then your faith will grow. You yourself, you begin to say, oh, it will be like miracle. You know, when the battle is over, whatever you have been passing through will just be like dream. That, Lord, so this is how great and mighty you are. Abraham waited. Joseph waited. David waited. Waiting a time is not a punishment. It is something to prepare you. Just as I said, like gold passing through fire. It's just to prepare you for the glorious day, for the miracle that God wants to do in your life. God strengthens the root in silence. The root, when you plant something, is growing inside the ground. When the tree, as the tree is growing, gradually also, the root also is getting strength to hold on. The tap root begin to go down to hold firmly. Not once. So be still and know that God is God. So God commands stillness because stillness allows God to fight for you. Next slide. Stillness allows God to fight. Exodus 14:14. We've read that scripture. He said, "The Lord shall fight for you." That's what Moses told them when the children of Israel, when they panic at the Red Sea. God said, "Stop talking. Be still, quiet. Stop complaining. Stand still and see what God will do." Sometimes, or most time also, some battles are not won by shouting. It's not how long you can shout. All you need to do, you will win those battles by surrendering everything to the hand of God. And when you surrender, God will step in and he'll begin to guide you, begin to lead you. It might be an information you require to get to your destination. Though your destination might be by your side. You may not know. You know, the GPS, sometimes you are going to somewhere, they will take you through. If you don't understand that place, where you are going can be here. Because they will see a better route. And they will take you around, then you get confused. 2 minutes to your destination, then you see again, or maybe you miss it, then it will realign 20 minutes. But if you are patient with the app, with that application, you patient, you look at it, what is going on? Because when you set it, it will give you various alternatives. But impatient will allow you to take longer route. Same way, if you are not listening, if you are not observing what God is telling you, there is possibility for you for a journey of 40 days to become journey of what? Are we afraid? It shall never be your portion in Jesus' name. The journey of 40 days shall never become just journey of 40 years in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, you allow God to step in. He will guide you. This is the way. You will hear that voice behind you. Turn right. Turn left, like ROP is telling you when you are doing the test. See that? Yemen? Yemen? I've forgotten. So, brethren, what am I saying here? When you are patient, you will hear the voice of the Lord. This is the way, follow it. Be still, because he is God. He's ready to do what he has promised to do. And what happens when we refuse stillness? Next slide. What happens when we refuse stillness? We will make emotional decisions. Because we will look at our own way and suddenly take that decision. Okay, this is what I should do. In 1 Samuel 13, King Saul could not wait for Samuel. Why? Because he panicked. It's a long story. You can go and read it on your own. King Saul panicked and offered sacrifice instead of waiting for Samuel to come. And that's what cost him his kingdom. You can read that story. He acted hastily. In a hasty way, he acted. And that cost him his kingdom. Sometimes, or most time, impatient, shorting destiny. If you are not patient enough, you will discover that things will go wrong. Hallelujah. It shall never be our portion in Jesus' name. So, what happens when we refuse stillness? Tiredness. We become tired. Next slide. Spiritual tiredness. When you are not still, you are not waiting for the next instruction from God, you begin to judge, is God really answering my question? Or my prayer? Is God really listening? Many believers will become spiritually tired. It is not because the devil is stronger than you. It is because you are not obeying what God said in that Psalm 46 verse 10. That he is God. That book of Isaiah says, be still. Stay still. The Lord is with you. Amen? Devil is not strong, but we became restless because we are not still. No quietness, no strength. We are doing things in our own way. We are trying to control what God has for us. We are trying to control what is beyond our own control. During the Muscat Festival here, many people get stuck in the traffic. Or maybe by mistake, they just jump in. There's nothing you can do. You can't control. You have to remain calm. Don't even raise your blood pressure of where because of where you are going. Believe that this is what God, how God wants it to happen. Because at times also, the delay you have has purpose. So when we refuse to be still, we will fall into the wrong timing. Next slide. We will fall into wrong timing. Abraham could not wait. Because he could not wait, what happened? Ishmael was born. He couldn't wait for God's promised child, Isaac. Impatience in him produced Ishmael. And the stillness in him later produced who? Isaac. So what happened when we are still? Next slide. Now, what happened when you are still? When you have that confidence that, yes, I know that you are with me, God. You know you have that confidence. Peace replaces panic. The panic boat in you, when you know that God is behind you, you know that God is with you, you know that God is leading you. I think one of the songs that choir sang today also, talking about leading us, hold our hand. You will know that, yes, God is leading you, is holding your hand. He sandwiched you. What will happen? That panic boat that has been pressed by something in your mind, the peace of God will just pour that water on it, and everything will become cool. In Mark 4 is an example. That is the story about the storm. When the storm was happening there, what happened? Jesus was sleeping. I want to presume that maybe the disciples also were sleeping before. But because of the storm woke them up and they panic. They panic, but Jesus, the Lord himself, was sleeping. The storm did not wake him up. What storm is waking you up in the middle of the night? What storm? Release everything unto the hand of God. The peace of God will come upon you. Fear woke the disciple up. Stillness is not the absence of storm. Storm will always be there for us, brethren. But God is always with us. So we should remain calm. So when you have that stillness in you, it means you have the trust in God Almighty that, yes, God can do it. God can perfect it. Be still and know that I am God. That's what the scripture is telling us. So when you are still, peace replaces panic in your life. You will have that confidence that you'll be walking. People will even be looking at you with all that is happening to this sister, with all that is happening to this brother. He's not even bothered. Yes. Because you believe that God is with you. So, when we are still, clarity replaces confusion. The clarity replaces confusion. Now, let me give you an example. Think of a muddy water. A muddy water in a glass bottle. When you shake it, it's not still. What happens when you allow it to settle down? It becomes more clearer. So when the problem comes, you don't panic, you still. You remain focused to God. Then the peace of God will come to your mind. You begin to see the situation clearer than what it's supposed to be. So when you are still, your spiritual vision become more clearer. You will never get panic at all. Even if you ever want to press that panic button, the Spirit of God will tell you that, no, remain calm. God is at work. So your spiritual vision become more clearer. So what happens when we are still? Power replaces pressure. You get that strength, you get that power that yes, the Lord is with you. We all know the story of David and Goliath. Even with how taller and how giant that Goliath is, he was raging, he was shouting, he was demonstrating, but David remained calm. He stood before him calmly. Brethren, even when you see the problem face to face, you see the situation face to face, and you remain calm, that doesn't mean that you are weak. It doesn't mean that you are weak. It means, what does it mean? From the story of David, he remained calm. What does it mean there? Confidence. You are confident that the promise of God in Psalm 46, verse 10, be still, that he is God. It means you have confidence in that. So, brethren, there are practical ways to practice stillness. One, you have to schedule daily silence. Have a time to talk to your God. Have your own time that, yes, you dedicate this time to God. And also, practicing listening prayer. You pray, you take cognizance of what is happening around you. You take note of what God is revealing to you. You have it in mind that, yes, this is what God wants from you. You want to practice stillness, you need to pause before reacting to every situation. Maybe your boss suddenly calls you. Sorry, brethren, your visa will not be renewed. Just smile. Even that boss will get confused. Don't press the panic button in front of him. Smile. He look at you, what is going on? Even with this news. Pause in your mind before reacting. I know it's not easy. It's a tough thing to do. Pause before reacting. Meditate on scripture slowly. When you read scripture, meditate on it. God will give you that discerning spirit that will give you different interpretation. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The meaning that God can give me might be different from your own. You will only be able to distinguish between these if you have that patience. If you meditate slowly on that scripture, looking at it spiritually. Finally, trust God's timing. Don't rush. Trust His timing. That yes, in His time, He makes everything beautiful. Know that He is God. In His own time, He's going to do it in His own time. It is not in your own time. Know that silent to your prayer doesn't mean that God has not answered your prayer. We have to trust Him. We have to wait for His time. I want you to say to someone, oh God, I release control. Tell somebody, I release control to the hand of God. Yes, you have to release control to the hand of God. Tell Him that I choose trust in you, Lord. There are people here today, as we speak, that are waiting. They are waiting for answers. They are waiting for answers to their prayer. They are waiting for healing. Many of us also are waiting for financial breakthrough. Likewise, many are waiting for visa's approval. But are you waiting for the restoration? Do you want that thing, the Lord, to restore you back? Maybe you are wandering away. Stand still. When God asks you to stand still, He's not saying you should do nothing. He's telling you, don't panic because He's with you. Your stillness, once again, is not weakness. It is a warfare. It is the confidence that God has. Finally, let me tell you this small story, then I'll close. A child was sitting in an aircraft. They were at the altitude of 45,000 above the sea level. Then there were turbulence. Everybody was afraid. Everyone was afraid. What is going on? What is going on? You see, if you have traveled around the North America, you will see that sometimes the plane will even be... Here we don't have too much cloud around here, but when you go that side, you see that the turbulence that will be much that if you drop a pin inside the aircraft, you can hear the sound. So that turbulence was there. Everybody was panicking. Everybody was afraid. Then they discovered this girl. She kept drawing. Then somebody, oh, you are not afraid. Then she smiled. Yes, I don't need to get afraid. My father is the pilot. He's in control. Brethren, what is making you to panic? Your father, the Lord God Almighty, He is the pilot. He's in control. Be still and know that, yes, whatever turbulence you are passing through, remember your father is in control. Therefore, be what? Be still. If you have been anxious, church, what will you be saying now? If somebody is anxious before you, what will you be telling him now? Be still. If you have been striving, struggling, what will you tell him? Be still. What will you say? Be still. If you have been trying to control everything, what will you tell him? Be still. Today, God said, be still. May God bless His message. So, brethren, that is the end of the message today. But very quickly, don't clap. Don't clap. That is the message God has for you. It's not by me. It's not by anybody. It is the message God is passing across. Let's be on our feet. I don't know the noisy situation in your life. I want you to commit that noisy situation that does not allow you to be calm and still. Say, God, quiet my heart in a noisy world. You know those things that is making you, yourself, you are the one pressing the panic boat every time. Talk to God. Quiet my heart in a noisy world, in a panic situation. Teach me more to trust you, Lord, before the outcome change. Every fear in my life, Lord, calm it for me. Calm out fear. Calm it in my life. Talk to God. Ask God to strengthen your faith in waiting. As you wait, when God strengthens your faith, then you will surrender everything to Him. Tell God, Lord, I want to surrender control unto you. I want to show stillness instead of panic. Lord, I want to show that, yes, you are with me, that I will not get panic. Let the Spirit of God, let it continue to roll in my life. Talk to God. Lord, I want to be still. And I know that you are God. I want every situation around me to be still. My life to be still. Every storm around me, let them be still in the mighty name of Jesus. Talk to God. Father, we want to thank you. We want to bless your holy name. We want to glorify you, Lord. That, Lord, you have quieted our hearts in this noisy world. We thank you because you have taught us how to trust you more. We thank you because before the outcome change, you will put your trust more on us. We thank you because you have calmed every fear in our life. Father, we bless your holy name. Lord, the message we have planted today, whatever we take it away from our heart, we pray God Almighty, you will remove them in the mighty name of Jesus. That in every situation, whether we are happy or in a bad news situation, that we always pressing the button of be still in our life. That we will never press the button of panic in our life. Father, help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Your message have been passed across this afternoon. Let it be firmly established in our life in Jesus' name. We bless your holy name. We glorify you, Lord. As we go this week, let your presence lead us in Jesus' name. And as we enter into the new month, let new things begin in our life in Jesus' name. For all our heart desire, for all our prayer request that we have prayed, Father, we pray God Almighty, that speedily you will answer us in Jesus' name. For parent-teachers meeting tomorrow, Father, we pray that your presence shall be there in the mighty name of Jesus. And for the rest of our program, for this week and for the year, Father, we commit them into your hand. Take glory and take honor in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for our members that are not here, wherever they may be. Lord, that your presence will continue to be with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Before we share the grace, to the announcement that we have had regarding the parking, by those time mentioned, don't park your car inside here. If you park it, come the following day to pick it up. Prevention, you want to park near the church, I want to go to somewhere. Please park at the parking side in the open area here. So God will continue to be with us in Jesus' name. Let's joyfully share the grace together in fellowship. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall out of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all, and do have a wonderful week ahead.